You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, how much I rejoice right now at being able to come into this hour of prayer with you. Oh, how I rejoice right now at being able to sit at the feet of God, amen, and be in the presence of God, yes, right now, amen. So let us make ourselves mindful that we are in the presence of God. Well, how do you know, Pastor Mika? Our Bible confirms it. The Bible says that when two or more of us come together in His name, there He is in the midst. Hallelujah. So we thank you, oh God, right now for your presence. Amen. And if you are new to this show, I was slow to saying it because I don't want to call it a show. But if you are new to the hour of prayer, or if you are familiar, amen, with thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I welcome you in the name of the Lord. And what we are doing in this season is we are coming into the presence of God via prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. We are making our petitions known unto God. And also, this is a place where we will hear the petitions of God. Amen. This is not a one-sided prayer time, that this is a time that not only are we talking to God, but we are creating space for God to talk to us, because He is living. Hallelujah. He is more real and more clear than my voice right now. Amen. Hallelujah. So God, we thank you for your presence in this hour, in this day, in this moment, in this month, in this year, in this now of our lives, oh God. We exalt you right now, oh God. We set our minds on you right now, Lord God. We recognize that our minds are filled up to capacity and maybe even overflowing with things and worries and situations and peoples and hurts and pains and problems and predicaments, amen, and sayings of what people said and disappointments and rejections and betrayal and abuse and even pride, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, in comparison, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, and trying to keep up with the Joneses, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Our mind is filled with things to the point of overflow. But God, right now, we empty our minds, hallelujah, to you. We give it to you, oh God. We choose to be mindful of you, Lord God. And we choose to be intimate with you, oh God. And we choose to know the details and be familiarized with the details of you, Yahweh, in scripture. Hallelujah. That we are thinking on those things that are true and pure and honest and good and virtuous and holy and truth according to you, Christ Jesus, and not truth according to this world, and not truth according to our feelings, and not truth according to what somebody said, and not truth according to what our industry says and the ways of our industry and profession, but the truth of God, hallelujah. And so we thank you, oh God, that although we may need to practice giving over all of our thoughts unto you, O God, and emptying our minds to you, O God. We glorify you, and I glorify you even for this hour of prayer. And thank you, Jesus, that this weekly hour of prayer can be our practice place, in our refuge place, in our safety place, in our shelter place with you, O God, that you will, as we come into this place, you remind us, hallelujah. You remind us of who we are in Christ Jesus, and you remind us the way in which we ought to move, and you remind us, hallelujah, of kingdom thinking, and you remind us of kingdom speaking, oh God, and you remind us how to walk in our power and authority, kingdom power and authority, oh God. So God, we just say thank you. Alpha and Omega, we say thank you. Oh God, we use our tongue right now and command our tongue and command our soul to bless you. In spite of what's going on, I choose to bless you right now, oh God. And we choose, hallelujah, to glorify you right now, oh God. And we choose, hallelujah, to look, hallelujah, Rabasanda Boshia Rabasaya, to you, O God. And we choose to lean on you, O God. We choose to declare that you are the King of Kings, and that you are Lord of Lords, and that you are Almighty, and that you are the Alpha and Omega, and that you are the Great I Am. You are Yahweh. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. You are, hallelujah, the one that fights on our behalf. You are the judge of judges, hallelujah. You are, Karebashanda, the great I am, hallelujah. You are Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah. You are, hallelujah, El Shaddai Almighty. You are the omniscient one, the all-knowing one. So what better place to be? In whose hands, would we rather be in, hallelujah, than the all-knowing one? And who, what better lap to sit in than the all-knowing one? Omniscient one, the all-knowing one. There is no one else, ladies and gentlemen, sons and daughters of God, hallelujah. How about this, believers and non-believers? There is no one else that is all-knowing. Than God Almighty. Hallelujah, and that is who we serve, hallelujah, and that is who we pray to. Come on, hallelujah, we pray to the all-knowing one, not because we need to let him know, but because he is all-knowing and he needs to let us know. Come on, somebody, hallelujah, he needs to let us know how it's going to work out. We need to hear from him the true report. We need to hear from him how it's going to turn around, hallelujah, in our favor. We need to hear from
him, how he is able, hallelujah, to quicken the dead things, hallelujah, and breathe life in the barren places, hallelujah, and change the status, hallelujah. And we need to hear from him how his favor is worth over $1 billion, hallelujah, that he can give us favor with one. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. So, God, we pray to you, omniscient one. We pray to you, omnipotent one, all powerful one. Hallelujah. Which means what? Oh, I'm just thinking about scripture. Jesus, the name above all names, that everything in heaven, earth, and under the earth has to bow down. Everything, everyone has to bow down at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So we say hallelujah, that you are the omnipotent, the all-powerful one. What does that mean for us today? That whatever is coming up against you, and whoever is coming up against you, and where you are standing and seeing a mountain, and where you are standing and seeing a wall, come on, I'm reminded, hallelujah, where you are standing and seeing a sea, a no way, I'm reminded that we're talking Bible, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're talking Bible. In the Bible, the children of Israel, hallelujah, they saw a Red Sea, hallelujah, but God, hallelujah, he saw a way. Come on, somebody. But God, he made a way. I'm reminded as they went, hallelujah, further, following the commands of God, following, hallelujah, the Lord God Almighty, they came up across a wall. Come on. Hallelujah. And they saw a wall, and they saw no way. Come on, Jericho. But God, hallelujah, saw that this is yours for the taking. Come on. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, that walls are falling. Hallelujah. Mountains are moving in our life on this day. Hallelujah. Sickness is moving out of our bodies on this day. Hallelujah. Obstructions and strife, hallelujah, is leaving out of our lives, hallelujah, on this day. Lack, hallelujah, is moving out of our lives on this day. Problems, hallelujah. I can even hear somebody say, if it's not one thing, it's another. Come on. God is turning that thing around, hallelujah. We're making it smooth where it's been rough, hallelujah. God, oh, I thank you, Holy Spirit, is making a way out of no way as we draw near to God, hallelujah. He is drawing near to us. That's what my Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 8. Matter of fact, I want to read verse 7 and 8. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Submit yourselves therefore to God. There's something that happens when we submit ourselves, our full life to God. Come on. Come on.
There's something that happens when we submit our marriage to God, our desire for marriage to God. Come on, our situations and those entanglements and those things that's not quite marriage, hello, to God. And submit your passions, come on somebody, to God. Submit your desires to God. Submit your full selves to God. Hallelujah. Submit that thing that's keeping you up at night to God. Hallelujah. Submit that thing that has you thinking about it all day long to God. Hallelujah. Submit your children to God. Submit your family to God. Submit, hallelujah, your career to God. Yeah. Submit your profession to God. Come on, submit your job search to God. Come on, submit your financial predicament to God. Ah, hallelujah. And be ready to obey and do. What he is whispering for you to do. And be ready to believe the truth that he is whispering to you. A truth that may come in a volume, come on somebody, that is lower than the volume of your pains. Come on somebody, that is at a decimal. That is quieter than the quote unquote reality of the natural situation. Submit, let us submit ourselves to God. Resist. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Resist the devil. Come on, I'm reminded in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, amen, that subtle, amen, clever serpent came and he whispered, he spoke some lies, hallelujah, to Eve. We submit to God and we resist the lies and we turn away from the lies, hallelujah, that maybe we've been believing as truth, amen, hallelujah, for a very long time. There's something that happens when we submit ourselves to God. Just by the mere submitting, the devil has to flee. Come on. By the mere submitting, hallelujah, we know how to react and talk back, hallelujah, and rebuke the devil. I'm reminded, we see a model of it in the Synoptic Gospels, amen, when Jesus was led out into the wilderness, hallelujah, in full submission with God, hallelujah, and he overcame the devil in that place. He resisted the three temptations that the devil spewed his way. Come on, somebody. He knew what scripture to speak, amen, being in union with God, hallelujah. This is where we get in union with God, fully absorbed with God, hallelujah, that we find out, we surprise even ourselves by what authority and power we speak. Come on, hallelujah. Let's keep going. Submit. So we're submitting ourselves this day and in this hour. Hallelujah. We're in our submitting. When you submit to something, that's saying, I trust. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on. I trust.
When I submit, I think about the trust fall right now. When I submit myself to say, I'm going to do this trust fall, I'm trusting in that thing I'm falling into, that thing, that one, that place I'm giving my full self to. I hear my Lord saying, my arms are outstretched, ready to receive you. How do you know, Pastor Mika? Because when we go to verse 8, it says, draw nigh to God, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. In this hour, in this season, in this month, we are drawing near to God. Come on. Because when we draw near to God and he draws near to us, amen, hallelujah, and we are abiding in him and he's abiding in us, come on, hallelujah, and we are giving praise to him, hallelujah, and he is inhabiting the praises, hallelujah, of his people, of us, guess what? The what is miracles, signs, and wonders. The what is the supernatural. The what, hallelujah, is whispers of wisdom and ideas and him opening our eyes where we was blind in areas and couldn't see and didn't know. The what is him shining light in the dark places. The what, hallelujah, is reconciliation. The what, hallelujah, is resurrection of dead things. The what is opportunities, hallelujah, out of nowhere. The what is open doors. The what is, hallelujah, contracts, hallelujah, in signatures. The what is divine unification, hallelujah. The what is a mountain moving faith, hallelujah. The what is renewed mind, sound sleep. The what is healing, hallelujah. The what is children, hallelujah, coming into Jesus and coming back home. The what is that power of addiction broken from off of our loved ones, hallelujah. The what, hallelujah, is knowing, coming into the fullness of knowing or understanding who we are in Christ Jesus and no longer believing the past. Come on. The what, hallelujah, is beauty for ashes. The what is an oil of joy for mourning, hallelujah. The what is promotion that we didn't see coming. The what is God advocating and speaking our name on our behalf and promoting us and bringing us into places that we didn't even know was possible. There you go, Holy Spirit. Thank you. The what, hallelujah, is the impossible being possible. Come on. The what is renewed youth. The what is energy, hallelujah. When we was just tired and I'm just tired and I'm tired. Now I got a renewed energy and a renewed youth and a renewed laughter, hallelujah. The what is no more crying, hallelujah, and laughter. Laugh. Somebody say laughter. It reminds me of Isaac, whose name means laughter, and God caused Sarah and Abraham to laugh, hallelujah, by doing the impossible. And in that exchange, during that time in Genesis that we are so blessed to read about, what God, how God called Abram and brought him into a name change and identity change. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. That's the what. Identity change, name change, status change. Come on, somebody. Resha katarabos. God caused them both to laugh by doing what they thought was impossible. By doing what they thought was too hard.
Is there anything too hard for me?
Is what God said to Abraham in response to Sarah laughing at the idea of her having a child in her 90s, at 90. I hear the Holy Spirit even right now to us. Is there anything too hard for me? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hear the Holy Spirit even say, I want you to pray according to my riches, not yours, or not what you've seen, or not what you heard, or not earthly. Come on, heavenly riches. And I want you to pray according to my ability and not man's ability. Come on, is there anything too hard for me, saith God, on this day? In this hearing, faith cometh by hearing. Is there anything too hard for me? God wants us to pray and believe and trust and declare, not according to the ceiling of what we deem hard. Come on, somebody. But he wants us to blow that ceiling off. Amen. Hallelujah. And pray to the God that nothing is too hard for him and nothing is impossible for him. And how about this? Nothing is impossible with him. And if nothing is impossible with him and we are submitting ourselves to him, then that means that nothing is impossible for us. And the only reason why, come on, we walk around thinking, believing, and speaking impossibilities is because maybe we are more conformed and looking like the world in those areas than when we are to the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And maybe it's because our natural selves haven't seen it before. And see, that can stop us from believing according to God's truths because we haven't seen it firsthand. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. See, we get on doubting Thomas. Amen. Hallelujah. Doubting Thomas because he said, I need to see the resurrected Christ. Not till I see those holes in the palms of his hand and in his feet that I believe. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. But what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say to Thomas? Jesus said, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. And sometimes, maybe a lot of times, maybe all the time, maybe a little bit the time. Come on. See, God loves us. Amen. He's taking us higher. But whatever those times are, depending on who we are and where we are in our walk with Christ, the reason We are functioning more in the impossible place or the hard place, believing more the impossibilities in the God who is Lord of impossibilities, and believing the hard things over the Lord who is over the hard things and causes those hard things to melt away. Is because our flesh, our natural selves, our natural senses, come on, our hearing, our seeing, our smelling, our touching, our feeling, hasn't come across. Hasn't had a one-on-one encounter. But I believe that as we submit to this place even of Jesus, and commit to even this place of Jesus, and resist the devil, amen. And draw near to God. Amen. And he draws near to us. I believe. Even our natural senses, our hearing and our seeing and our smelling and our feeling and our touching will come across, be blessed by the supernatural workings of God Almighty. Sometimes it's hard to believe his resurrecting power, that he's still able to raise the dead, because we haven't seen such thing and the news hasn't reported such thing. But I believe, and I believe, and I believe. That as we submit to God in this land, in this time, and this year and the years to come. Come on, somebody. As we submit and commit and resist the devil, amen, and say yes to God, I believe that even God will, come on, hem up the Fox News, the CNN news, yep, I said it, the MSNBC news, all the news systems in all the world, and with the reports of his miracles, signs, and wonders, letting it be known that I'm still Lord. I am Lord, and I'm on the throne, and I'm able to. Resurrect the dead things. True, real resurrecting power is available and exists to us today. And I believe that the miracles and the signs and the wonders that we read about in the Bible, in Scripture, God-breathed Scripture, is available to us today. And just as Scripture reveals that God and Jesus moves in that place of belief, maybe, hallelujah, it's time to stretch, enlarge the tents of our belief system. Maybe we have not seen because of a lack of faith. Jesus responds to our faith. Jesus responds to our faith. And even this hour of prayer, I believe, is an act of faith. It's a cry of faith. It's a gesture of faith. is an extension of our faith. So God, I thank you and we thank you for responding to our faith. We thank you, O God, that as we are drawing near to you, you are drawing near to us. And God, I thank you and we thank you, hallelujah, for helping us in those hard places. We thank you for the help. I thank you for a grace of help that you are releasing out right now. And I thank you for your grace of healing that you are releasing out right now to those under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, that have been praying, hallelujah, for healing and have been praying for help. And God, I thank you for your grace of making a way out of no way for those who have been praying. God, make a way out of no way. And God, I thank you, hallelujah, for releasing your grace and your mercy on those of us who have been in a place of even being unable to articulate the prayer. God, I thank you that you've received those prayers, those silent prayers, those oohs and ahs and groaning prayers. God, I thank you that you are answering those groans and those cries. Hallelujah. And God, we say thank you. Hallelujah for moving. Not by our might, nor by our power, but by your spirit. And God, we say thank you. Hallelujah for turning it around in our favor. And God, we say thank you for fighting on our behalf. And God, we say thank you for the business plan. Hallelujah. And God, we say thank you for the instructions and the clarity. And God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we say thank you for those things and that thing and that one and those ones that we love ever so much. Hallelujah. For even the comfort and the encouragement that you love more than we do and that you are helping them out too, oh God. And God, we say thank you. Thank you for your son, Jesus. And thank you for this simple place. I'm even hearing the Holy Spirit. See, we get too complicated and we think we gotta go to the complicated place. Come on, somebody, in the complicated thing. And oh, this must be how God is gonna bless. And this must be the answer. And this must be because it makes sense to us. But God is operating in the simple place, in the places and in the things and the interactions and even the people that just seems a little bit too simple and under our radar. And this is not how it happens. Come on! See, if it had not been for the servant of Naaman who had leprosy, amen, God used the simple. Come on, can I turn to it really fast, really fast? Give me a little moment, hallelujah. Let us just say thank you. Thank you for the simple. Thank you for the simple. Thank you for the simple. Thank you for getting our minds renewed to the simple, to the way you do. Come on, I'm turning to 2 Kings because we're reading this, right? 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 We're praying according to scripture. Amen. Our minds are being renewed. We are transforming according to scripture, according to truth. Say what you want to say. This is truth. It's God-breathed scripture. I'm turning to 2 Kings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Somebody said, I'll wait on the word. I'll wait on the word. I'll wait on Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. That's a word for somebody. I'll wait on Jesus. Look. Let's see. So Naaman, God, remember we're saying God operating in the simple. Naaman, he was a captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was a great man with his master and honorable, and because of him, the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Okay? In verse 2, let's just read it. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. So remember the simple. There was this little maid. And the little maid, amen, who came from the land of Israel, knew about the prophet and knew how God moved through the prophets. Come on, somebody. Through the prophet Elisha. And the little girl, she said to her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover from his leprosy. So the little girl is telling her mistress, Naaman's wife, that her husband could be healed of this leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. So he goes to the land of Israel to see the prophet. Remember, Naaman, he operates in the great, amen, in the complicated, in the he's honorable, he's this, he's that. Elisha, he doesn't even go out to greet the captain. He just sends the word to go to the Jordan River and dip 7 times. Naaman, functioning out of his complicated and worldly, amen, and accomplishments, and well, this is the way, got offended. Because the Jordan River wasn't the finest river. Come on, the simple. Come on, the simple. And so Naaman almost missed his blessing. Come on, somebody. Because it was too simple. And Naaman's servants came near, and he spake to him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do something great, come on, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather than when he said to thee, wash and be clean? So thank God, amen, for the servant mindset, the lowly mindset, the Jesus mindset, the simple mindset. Thank you, oh God, for this hour of prayer. Thank you, Jesus, with Mika, simple place. Come on, it might be too simple for some of us. It's okay, I'm not offended. So then he went and he dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. What are we talking about, children, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, beloved of God Almighty Christ Jesus? We are talking about miracle signs and wonders that doesn't happen, hallelujah, from the complicated and the great, but from the simpleness of faith, from the simpleness of believing, from the simpleness of the love and desire and hunger and passion for Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, for this time. We bless your mighty name in Jesus' name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim, Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I pray that you will join me again next Sunday, 7 p.m., for our hour of prayer, renewal, transformation, and faith increase, miracles, signs, and wonders, all things possible with Christ Jesus. Believe, believe, believe in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.